This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Montreal's internet-based radio show, Radio Up, is an important part of Donald Berman Up House, a clubhouse affiliated with the international mental health clubhouse movement. The emergence of these clubhouses around the world has created opportunities for people with mental illness to successfully participate in society through education, employment, and other social activities. The first episode of Radio Up was broadcast online in October 2011. Since then, Up House members have been working together, contributing their ideas, creativity, opinions, and hard work to produce their radio programs. These club members are adults living with mental illness who are working to reintegrate themselves into society and the job market.
I spoke with Fenton and Simon, two of Radio Up's broadcasters, earlier this week. Here's what they had to say.
Simon, how has the show evolved during the time that you've been involved with it?
Well, since I've been involved, the experience, the interviews, we've done more interviews because there's more events. We've added some variety. There's a couple members who have come up with comedy skits to bring some comedy into the radio for Radio Up. So we're just not talking about mental illness. As human beings, we still have humor inside of us. A lot more experience, definitely.
What are some of the more popular topics? What are some of the things that people like to talk about when they get on the program?
That would be our roundtable discussions. The members brainstorm a theme. We come up with the main theme, and then we all gather in this one room. We put the recording on, and I just find that we have different moderators, whoever member wants to moderate the roundtable discussion. And I just find that the members just open up and they talk freely and they're frank. And
what are some of the topics you've covered in the roundtables?
Topics about how the media stigmatizes mental illness, eating habit, music.
You've been involved in the show for a couple of years, but it's been ongoing for a little bit longer than that. What are some of the challenges that have emerged as you've been broadcasting on a regular basis?
We have several members who were involved in the interviews, but they weren't so much involved in the editing. They found a little difficult for them. I did a lot of the, most of the editing. That would be the only challenge, but I didn't find it as a challenge as much as because I love what I'm doing. But since then, we've had some new members now, and they're fully involved. It's just made it's a lot easier on me for sure. This member that has just joined us is very well experienced in this, so I'm happy, very happy about that.
So I gather there's probably a lot of training that goes on when people join the project. There might be things that they want to work on in terms of skills development.
Actually, we're working together, and he's even shown me some things. So it's a very good team.
Are there some topics that you've covered over the time that you've been involved that have a real resonance for you?
I would say most of the roundtable discussions. We had a film festival last year. The films that were shown were dealing with mental illness, and I saw all the films. I remember this one film that was shown for the... we had students that came to see it from the schools. It was very touching to actually not only hear their stories, but to have them on the panel, and they answered questions after. All the films, all the interviews from those films were made into different episodes, and it came out as four different episodes that we put up. And those were very touching to watch and to listen to.
Thanks, Simon. I'm wondering if you could put Fenton on the line.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Fenton. You've been involved in Radio Up for quite a while, haven't you?
Yes, I was here at the very beginning, but what happened is that I went back to school. I'm not there all the time. I'm only there in my holidays, which is the 1 month during the winter, and then the 3 months during the summer.
Were you part of the recent video work?
Yes, the promotional video. When you're trying to tell a story, it's kind of hard to fit everything in. So we had to deal with cutting down the script and making sure that we stuck to a very skeleton-like structure so that it wouldn't grow too big, because we only wanted it to be like 3 minutes so that people would get an idea of what it was. They would watch the whole video and they would be motivated to come and find out more about it. We put it together. One of the challenges there is that a lot of people are afraid to have their face shown because of the stigma that's there. But we found that by the members that did want to show their faces, it kind of gave encouragement to the other members, and they, even though they might not be 100% willing to show their face, but they'll show their voice, or they'll help in the background, or they'll give ideas. So it's really like not just because the radio is like the voice for the whole clubhouse. And what happens is that all the members help, even if it's just by being quiet while we're shooting, you know, like everyone plays a role in it. So all together it's a collective effort.
How have you personally changed or been influenced by the work that you've done on Radio Up over the last few years?
Well, I feel a bit more like an activist because I write, so I'm accustomed to getting my voice out. And when I was younger, I was in the cadets, so I did public speaking. But here I find that it's almost like I feel like I'm a trainer, in the sense of that, like, people are here. And there is a phrase that my colleague Simon mentioned that was supposed to go with the video, but we'll do something else with it later, that said, how would you feel if you felt ashamed to show your face in public? And with mental health, that's how a lot of people feel, because they feel that they'll be ridiculed, or that they'll be mistreated, or that they'll be looked upon badly, or people won't want to include them in their groups, or, you know, all these negative things that this is stigma that we need to get rid of. We need to educate the public that we're just like everyone else. We have our issues, we have our highs, our lows, and we work together with them by knowing what our limits are, knowing ourselves, and expressing ourselves as clearly as we can so that others can understand us once they take the time to listen.
Fenton, would you say that the anti-stigma message is basically the primary message of the program?
It is one of the primary messages. Another reason that we have the show is also to encourage other people to get involved. Like when we first started, we had contests, and we've kind of moved. The way that we have grown is like with our experience, we have seen what works, and we have been like attracted to other things. So we decided to put a video, like it's radio, but now we're giving you visuals. So it's like you're coming into the radio station with us, in a sense, figuratively speaking, I guess. The thing about it is that it's also to encourage other members. Like, we had a contest, and the contest was so that for people that just hibernate at home and don't go out and they listen to the radio, at least they'll have something that they can do. They could enter the contest to, like, participate or see what we do at the clubhouse from what we report on the radio, and get them excited and maybe even want to come in for a tour or come join us here and be more active in their lives, as opposed to being on their own, no friends to speak to, no one that understands them apart from their immediate family, if that's the case. And, you know, it's because here is a community, and when you come here, it's not just the office work that you do at the radio, it's also the meaning of friendship. So it's like it really is a voice to let the public know what mental health is all about. It's to let people with mental health issues know what other people with their same diagnosis are going through and how they deal with it, to help them be able to deal with it in the same way, or maybe even come in and give a different point of view of how they deal with their issues. It is also an activity that enriches our lives. Like, I like the question that you asked, how has it changed our lives? Well, we're like role models, you know, or mascots, in the sense of that, like, we learn different tricks and tips to be able to remain stable, and we share this. And by by doing so, as I mentioned, like, it's almost like I'm a trainer. We are all trainers in the sense, because as we do it, we practice all together and we all get stronger together. And then new members come and they see this energy and this movement, and they feel comfortable in it. They can be themselves. They can learn to be what they really are, who they really are, by being themselves and not trying to hide everything that pops up into their mind. I don't know. It's a beautiful thing.
I think you summed that up really nicely. Thanks very much, Fenton.
You're welcome.
Fenton and Simon are broadcasters with the Donald Berman Up House online radio program called Radio Up. You can find them online and listen to episodes of their program at radio-up.org.
Radio Up has created a great promo video. It's on YouTube, and you can find it in our People First Radio post about this interview. The Radio Up group also created a theme song a few years ago to accompany the radio program. They wrote and performed it themselves. Here it is.
Yo!
La Maison Up, Donald Berman. Yeah.
I remember being first diagnosed, it was a new beginning. Couldn't go back to work and it felt like I wasn't winning. Must have been, I wasn't doing anything, just TV, no exercise, a lot of sleeping. Decided to move towards a broader destination. Their hospital program organized a visitation to Donald Berman Up House. What a great organization. I work with it, they jog my brain and his imagination. Yeah. I live in a big world with others just like me. I have my ups and downs. Are you just like me? I give thanks for the support. Yeah, just like me. Donald Berman Up House helps me be a better me. Our members make lunch and scratch for others every morn. They run the clubhouse side by side, a sense of pride is born. They even have a back to work program they're working on. Recovery through belonging and contributing, so come on. Let's be active, make a difference in our community. Combat isolation and make friends in unity. Thanks for taking time to listen to him, her, she, and me. And thanks for supporting a movement that is such a great necessity. I live in a big world with others just like me. I have my ups and downs.
Are you just like me?
I give thanks for the support.
Yeah, just like me.
Donald Berman Up House helps you be a better me.
Hit it. A la maison up, Donald Berman. Just like me.
The adore, come on. Ha.
A la maison up, Donald Berman.
Tu reprends confiance en toi. C'est ça.
A la maison up, Donald Berman.
On est productif toute la journée. Ah ouais.
À la maison, Donald Berman.
On fait un changement positif dans la communauté. Imagine un place où tu peux travailler avec des amis et partager un lien qui se fait de lundi à lundi. Un place où tu diriges vers les solutions de tes défis. Un place où tu t'en prends un temps triste et un temps de vie. Nous avons besoin de cet endroit et pour ça, nous disons merci à ceux qui nous soutiennent pour que le clubhouse réussisse. Sincerely for me, the current members and the members to be. We thank you for this place that fights stigma in society. A place where we can belong, a place where we can get along, a place where we can stand strong and face the future that comes along. So come on, sing along. This is our song about a place that helps us carry on. So sing along. I live in a big world with others just like me. I have my ups and downs.
Are you just like me?
I give thanks for the support. Yeah.
Just like me.
Donald Berman Up House. House you be a better me. A better me.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Colombian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.